Hello, this is episode 2 of Cafe Soko's bite-sized series on solving problems. Today, we're going to be looking at podcast hosting. My name's Dan Gold, and I'd like to take you on this journey, the journey of options of once you've decided to go podcasting, where on earth are you going to host it? Are you going to put it on your free bit of web hosting that you bought for your WordPress site? Or is there somewhere else that you need to put it? Are there rules about it? Does it fit in with your hosting package? Well, the answer is actually quite boring and quite straightforward. I would always host a program on specialist podcast hosting. It's the best way to do it. Now, there are lots of options out there, and some come, some go, but there are many that have stuck around for a long time. Some of the most popular are Libsyn, Burberry, Omni, SoundCloud, Anchor, Audio Boom, Podomatic. There's lots out there. Some are fully paid services with no free option. Some are free but really limited, like the number of episodes you can upload, the duration, or I've even seen one where you can upload one a week and then one from about 4 weeks ago gets deleted from the server. How is that any good for going back to previous episodes? Don't do it. And then there's totally free. Anchor is really impressing me at the moment, so that's certainly an option for many people. I am sure that they are going to monetize the podcasts on their services with adverts around them. I think that will probably be the model that they go for. Ultimately, I think Facebook will build within their system a native podcasting platform. I think that will come in time. And don't be surprised at all. The other option that you could do is make your audio podcast into a video podcast. You don't have to go and make it all super duper video multi-camera. You could just have, you know, a logo or an animation or just something to keep it really simple. But certainly do, when you're looking at the hosting options, look at those limitations and see if it works for your model. You may find that a paid option is actually sensible for you from the start. Now, most importantly, you've got to make sure that people can find it. A real frustration for me this week is an organization that I did a social media audit for. In fact, there were two organizations. One had a podcast and they submitted it to iTunes and it was easily found. The other organization, they didn't submit to any directories, any podcast directories at all. And what happened is the files sat on their servers and no one listened to them, apart from the person that made them and their boss. And when they looked at the statistics, they were very, very disappointed, unsurprisingly. So once you've put your podcast on Libsyn, Burberry, SoundCloud, Anchor, wherever, make sure you submit it to the directories such as iTunes, Google Play Podcasts, Stitcher, Player.fm, Spotify, TuneIn. Make sure that they're listed there and then promote them. They are to be supported by other activities, whether you're doing it through blogging or within your organization, sending out emails. If you've got a mailing list, you could attach a link to it, put them out through social media, get a community engaging in what you're doing. But there you go. That's podcast hosting. That is a mini episode, and I hope that you find this helpful.